from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Cody and Gold, 96.5, The Fan, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We'll get to the random question of the day in about 15 minutes or so, but we've got another rare in-studio appearance from our guy, Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. A little off day.
Company man, wearing that 96.5 The Fan hat.
The 96.5 The Fan hat is on, man. You're rocking that in the press box.
Such a weird head. Not every hat looks normal on me.
That one looks pretty good.
Does it? Ears aren't popping out?
No, it's not. No, the ears. Right. It's like sitting right on top of your ears, actually.
That's important in radio.
That's a Leo DiCaprio fit. You know, like all the way down where you could kind of lay low.
Yeah.
Maybe walk through a crowd. People wouldn't be like, is that Vern from 96.5 The
that's
Fan?
That's never happened. Well, maybe it will now that we're on the FM dial.
That's right. More people. Royals baseball tomorrow will be on 96.5 The Fan for the first time. That's exciting as well. Your Vern's on Deck show, FM, crystal clear.
Second time. I was on the
on
this station last year
that's
for the
true.
Draft.
Oh, yeah. For the one single game.
Yeah.
That's true. Forgot about that.
And I believe my post-game show ended with them firing the first song being Wake Me Up When September Ends, because that season was barreling towards 106
losses. Was that on
purpose? I know it was.
Had to have been.
Whoever was running the music log that night over at that station.
Rude.
Hey.
Fair.
Why not?
But you know what?
Weren't wrong.
It puts everything in perspective. Fast forward. I know each day, I don't have to tell you, you get the calls on postgame. You know, the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs of a baseball season and game to game and the emotions. The fact that a year ago, we were talking about Wake Me Up When September Ends, and now here we are. They're in the thick of a pennant chase. They won 56 games a year ago.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this. Are you to a spot yet where your demands have changed? Because when the season started...
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. If you're saying, hey, do you... Like, they need to be a playoff team now. There's no
so you
reason
are there. Because to me, when the season started back in... Well, spring training, it was, man, I would love for competitive baseball in August and September. Maintain through May, because if you can maintain through May, I think you'll have enough experiences and big moments that you'll be able to maintain through July and we'll get our wish that we'll have meaningful August baseball. I would say middle of May is when I switched and said, okay, now there's no excuse for this team not to be in the race in September. That's where I'm at still. That 6-1 road trip against the White Sox and Tigers, I almost went to. No excuse not to make the playoffs. But knowing how difficult the schedule that lies ahead is, I'm going to remain at no reason to fall out of the race before September arrives. and I'm sticking there.
And you're good there. I don't think there's any reason. Like, I mean, it'd have to go nuclear for that to be the case.
Which is
where they're not in the race.
Watching Lugo and Singer, you know.
Well, it's a little dicey, but yeah. Like also the Phillies are 8-16 since the All-Star break.
Yeah,
maybe
they have a different cushion.
Yeah, right? but maybe that series isn't what you thought it was. Mm. 3 weeks ago, they're an obviously very difficult
team.
You want to know why I've changed?
Philly's still tough. That 20-game stretch is still brutal.
You know, you want to know why I've changed my opinion? Is that I think the one thing that I've come to appreciate as I've gotten older as a sports fan or somebody who covers it is, you better take advantage in the year where it works. So in a year in which you had a top two rotation in baseball, top two, top three rotations in baseball, they make the damn playoffs. Okay, they just do. Especially when you also have a player playing at an MVP level. Guy got a guy hitting 350 with 25 homers and he's going to finish with 120 RBI. When you have those two combinations, that's a playoff team.
Well, here's the question then. Is that rotation for still these final 40
by the time
games,
the 6 weeks are done?
Is that how they're finishing the season? Are they going to be at that level?
That's all that matters. You know, I brought it up on this show before. Jason Vargas in 2017, many people wanted him to start the All-Star game, but no one ever brings up 2017 because he wasn't great in the second half and the team didn't make the playoffs. Same thing can happen to Seth Lugo. Same thing can happen to Brady Singer this season. Cole Reagan seems dead set on making sure that doesn't happen to him. But here's the question, and I posted it yesterday on the postgame show. It's really another way. It's a veiled way of asking, do you believe this team's going to make the playoffs? And the question is, do you believe that this rotation is elite? Not what they've done over the first 4 months, because, yes, the stats say third best ERA, second most innings logged, almost a quality start in 50% of the games. Yeah, so far they've been elite. But now with 41 games to go, more than half of them against playoff teams, 7 with Cleveland, 4 in Houston in that bandbox, 3 in New York, and then the Twins and Phillies thrown in there. Can you rely on this rotation to be elite?
Yeah, so I still think they're going to make the playoffs, and I think Brady Singer as my number three starter, even if the struggles he's having, look at everybody else's number three starter. You're right. Lugo's the most concerning of everybody because he was pitching at such a high level and he has really fallen off.
It just looks like a wall thing.
Yeah, like whereas Brady Singer, all right, we all agree, hasn't been as sharp, but he's a team's number three starter. And I didn't go through every single team, but we were discussing this yesterday.
I went through every team was above them in the standings.
How many contenders have a number three starter that's giving them much more, if at close to what Brady Singer has provided? So that's where I'm still confident. I don't think Brady Singer needs to change drastically the way he's pitching. He had a bad outing the other day, but still, was it 3 out of his last 6? He's still gone 7 innings for this team.
Right, and it was an awful inning, right, for Brady.
Sure,
it was a
6-run
second inning, and then he's punching 9 tickets.
Yeah, he had stuff.
To bookend it. Yeah, he had good stuff. Cole Reagans is once again reminding people that I am the ace of this staff. This is why they gave me the ball on opening day. But, yeah, Seth Lugo, you can't run from that. Seth Lugo has to be an all-star from here on out. He needs to lead the league in innings. He needs to remain top 10 in ERA. He needs to stay in the Cy Young race for this team to stay, in my opinion, in the division race. Okay, he can regress slightly and you could still grab a wild card spot, but I'm still dead set on Cleveland and you're not going anywhere without a very good Seth Lugo.
So with Lugo, I agree with you on the division race. He can't do that.
One more point about Singer. You're right, as the number three. Philly, Seattle, maybe that's it as far as a team that has a better number three than Brady Singer. But even if you're nervous about Brady, you know, I heard Dusty and Fesco talking about Brady Singer's Tua. I think that's kind of a reach. But let's say you are that concerned and you don't think Brady can win in the big moments. Okay, how about Michael Wacha then as your number three? Michael Wacha's been one of the 10 best pitchers in baseball for the past 3 months. He's a former NLCS MVP, so fine, you're nervous about Brady. Pretty nice to have Michael Wacha as an option two as your game three starter.
Yeah, and it's not like Lorenzen's looked bad. Again, going back to the entire rotation, it still very much works. I would be very tempted with Lugo. I agree with you on all the Guardian stuff and catching them and everything in between. I'd be very tempted with all these Thursday off days to skip a start. Or Alec Marsh my way through 4 innings of just 1. Because with Marsh...
He's getting a lot of days off already.
He is. With Lugo, it is really hard to argue.
Yeah.
I know. With Lugo, it's really hard to argue.
And there's a doubleheader coming up with Cleveland. Not this Monday, but the next Monday. So you'll have that 27th man. I wouldn't be surprised if Alec Marsh maybe gets a nod there. Daniel Lynch making a run at it as well. He's
He's international pitcher of the month.
Eight quality starts in his first 10 down in Omaha.
I'm just kind of done with that. But
You talk with people in the organization and you're not hearing much praise for Daniel Lynch. It's, he's doing well. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
We're good. We're happy for Daniel. I think he's actually the perfect candidate to convince a team for the outfielder or whatever you want that he's their project now. And we'll fix him. Former first-round pick. Look at all those AAA stats. We'll solve Daniel Lynch's problem.
Sure.
Turn him into that is what I think you do, or at least what I would do if I were them in the offseason. But, I mean, it's hard for me. It's so weird, Vern, because when you say expectation, I wouldn't call it a bad season or a lost season if they didn't make the playoffs. But my official expectation, this is a playoff team and should be. Like, there's just no real reason but it's hard.
Well, then I guess what
because,
I'm asking
is, if I got to take 162 games into factor, I can't ignore that they were a 56-win team last year and got this far.
There's no doubt we'll all be disappointed if they fall short of the postseason. But Gold, I know you are. It seems like we'll be at a place if they fall short where we'll be able to explain it away.
Yeah.
Where, hey, you know what? Lugo didn't have it in the end, or Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi couldn't do it all offensively, or the bullpen just finally bit you in the end. That's why you fell a game or two short of that final playoff spot. Of course, it'll be disappointing, but it won't be a disappointing season. That's really what I'm driving at. Have you changed on that front to where if it's not October glory, well, then 2024 is a disappointment?
I don't know how you can say that. 56 wins, everything come on. The AL Central, too. I think you were in agreement preseason on this. Maybe the Guardians, we did ultimately think we're going to win this division then, too. But not to this extent, win-wise. Nobody, the AL Central might get three teams, guys,
in
the postseason. He would have been called me crazy.
Yeah, throw into it. No Bieber, now no Joe Ryan. Correa, Buxton, and Lewis are never together. They've played, 20 games together all season. Yeah, the fact that those two teams continue to win is just a great reflection on those two organizations, and it shows just how much JJ needs to keep up what he's done over the past year and a half to keep up with the Joneses in the division.
Yeah, those teams have been a nuisance my entire life. I'm annoyed by the amount of success they have based on the amount of money they spend.
Every team's been a nuisance. If you're a Royals fan, you've hated every team in this division.
It doesn't bother me when the Dodgers are good at it. They buy $2 million pitching machines like it's Pez off of the floor. They don't care. Sure. I don't care when they're successful. The teams that annoy me, I'm like, all right, walking into the year, the Guardians payroll is $17.50, and somehow they're at 91 wins. I'm like, what the hell? Can this stop at some point in my lifetime that every franchise operates this way? And the Royals, who are a small market team and do have a lower budget, can't seem to do it I just want some consistency. Now, I would never trade the last 10 years. If you said, be the Guardians the last 10 years or be the Twins or be the Royals, I'll take the Royals because I get the two World Series appearances and the win. I don't understand why you can't be consistent and then also find a way to win one. Teams do manage to do that sometimes. But this year's team's been exciting because it's not a fluke. Like, the rotation build was not a fluke. The lineup is not a fluke. Vinny is one of the most professional hitters in baseball. Bobby is a superstar. Salvi is still, Salvi's
those
three. Playing a little
bit. Those three are not a fluke. Those three.
Right, Renfro's playing at the level he would normally play. Yeah. I don't think that what he's done is out of this world. And even Mikel's hitting eighth now. That doesn't seem crazy. Like, for the most part,
well, it's not good enough, right?
No.
The only reason why this offense is good enough to keep you in the race is because that rotation is elite. But without Michael Wacha possibly next season, with, the assumed regression next year of Seth Lugo, I don't
have to assume that.
Yeah. You're going to need the bullpen and the offense to offset that regression, and that's going to be the task for J.J. Piccolo this offseason. And, man, I don't know if there's anything maybe outside of Brett Veach that I feel more confident in than J.J. properly addressing the needs, because if you look at what he's done over the past 18 months, hard to find someone doing a better job.
You had asked me a question that said, had you put this behind, I'll ask you the same thing about J.J., where are you now willing to say, separate the two men from the job entirely? JJ is his own man. Dayton was his own man. JJ's doing the job differently than before. Because I think people at first had a hard time.
For a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
That's never been a thing for me.
I didn't know about your. That's never been a thing for me.
We've talked about that.
I mean, I just called our boss in the office to complain about something he did. Do you think everyone agrees with their boss all the time?
I heard you back down in a big way, too.
Back down?
Yeah, you totally cowered.
I said, did you try to avoid me?
And what do you say? No, I just found out and I'm here. Say something. Speck came right at you, and you just totally backed down.
You thought I backed down?
I did.
You don't have to bend over for me.
I wasn't going to.
We got Vern in studio.
I'd still like to play the song.
Our Royals insider. This is
I hear it off the air?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
I haven't even heard it, Vern.
I'll send it to you. 96. I'll give you a little preview.
It's an exclusive.
It's 96.5 The Fan, the all-new 96.5 The Fan. Today, your home for Kansas City sports. Royals baseball for the first time tomorrow. Going to be on 96.5 The Fan. Of course, Chiefs football preseason game. Mitch Danin, Josh Klingler, Dan Israel on Saturday.
You should have, like, you know, Kanye, when he's debuting his new album, he'll, you know, rent out the crypto.com arena and everyone can come listen to it.
What's Cody right now?
What if I
do that for us?
Hypothetically,
you're Kansas City's Kanye West.
Hypothetically, what if the entire group of everyone we work with and clients work at the station were going to be in a place together?
Oh, that would never
happen. And they
could
play something over a loudspeaker.
That would never happen.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to drive sales and camaraderie and everything this afternoon, you know?
It's a moneymaker. Put it on. Well, I guess CDs don't really sell anymore.
No, we're going to have to put it on a YouTube playlist or something,
that's
you
right.
know?
Here's the thing. I'm sure Carrington this afternoon will have no problem with you playing it during his show.
He's never going to let me play something on his show.
You can try from 2 to 6. Yeah.
What if I buy him a pair of his own headphones? Then will he let me do
just
it?
Just bring him a bunch of pens to chomp on and play it while he's chewing on them.
Yeah. That jar just needs to be thrown. That jar in front of us just needs to be thrown in the trash.
It
really
else.
Is. All right, let's get to the random question.
I don't know if we have that.
I do not think that we have.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So we have a random question, yes.
We do have a random question. For you, Gold. For you, Vern. For Drew. Text line 913-586-7965. Had to look at that on the list. Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. We live stream the show. You can see Vern's face at the moment on the camera. He is with us as well. The question I have for you today is whether or not this company should be allowed to do this. I don't know if you guys saw this.
Please don't tell me you're talking about ours.
No.
Okay.
Nope. I got myself
already
in the
called
hot water
the boss once.
No, I spent the last day of us as 610 Sports Radio absolutely destroying the original logo and how terrible it looked for all these years and how we should have hated it for years. I don't have to do that. I already took down the company.
Ditto. Yeah.
We all agree on this one.
On that, bro.
So a man has sued Disney because he went to one of Disney's parks. He had asked for an allergy-free meal, made a whole point of it. They claimed it was allergy-free, and unfortunately, this man got very sick and died. Yeah. His family then sued Disney, and they are trying to claim he cannot sue them because he signed up for a Disney Plus trial membership and agreed to the terms of service on it. I find this appropriate because the original, the guy's name was Piccolo, of all things. They said, so should
BJ
a company,
Piccolo.
Should you,
his cousin.
First question of two is, do you read the terms of service in under any circumstance? Has anyone ever
not
read a terms of
not
service?
Not for like a streaming service. They're arguing that they signed
you
away the rights
to not be
arbitrate. Well, it wasn't just that they would go to arbitration on it, like that you wouldn't go to court, that right. you had to go through an arbiter. That's what they're claiming.
You can't do this based on streaming versus
completely
in-park.
Unrelated.
This is nuts.
I mean, we're gonna find out. It seems incredibly ridiculous that you could have a free trial with Disney for their streaming and a restaurant they own. They can make a mistake and you can't sue them. That seems nuts.
Wild. Yeah, no, of course, I'd never read that fine print.
I mean, for any, like, even if you're just like, if it feels like a big decision, I didn't even read it when I bought a house. You're just like, what?
Did
like,
you, what about like your
you're like, I'll just sign whatever, did just you? Put it in front of me. What am I going to, Gold, it's Vertebeck, it's 80 pages.
It is.
You think I'm going to go through every line in that thing?
I trusted the realtor when they were explaining what I was signing.
Yeah,
but yes,
yeah.
No, I certainly did not read it. I would think the arbiter, just using common sense, would throw this out and
right.
say, yeah, you have to pay some sort of damages.
You can't. Well, I mean, you can't. I don't think I should be held liable for any free subscription I've ever signed up for. If for some reason, you know, Apple does me wrong later, the fact that I was once an Apple TV member should not prohibit me from getting them from something else if I got hurt on Apple's corporate campuses.
And correct me if I'm wrong. The plaintiff is only asking for like $50,000.
Yeah, it's not a crazy amount.
Why wouldn't you just pay this
Disney?
Yeah, they should. Why this story?
You
they're going to write a check when it's all said and done. The PR is terrible for them here.
But how does this even come out?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Give them $100,000 and move on.
Is it because it's more embarrassing to have? Look, kudos to the lawyer for trying to come up with something. He thought, boy, we have definitely lost this case. What do we do? Nailed it. guy signed up for a Disney Plus subscription.
Well, I would think that
we're squared away.
So everybody should do that.
So what did they?
To be honest, Apple should do that. Netflix should do that.
So did the attorney say, "Let me see what? Let's search in our database. Did this deceased individual ever sign up for a free trial of your guys' Disney Plus?
Definitely.
Like, think about that. That's insane.
They had some paralegal digging deep through the books. Like,
think about how much money Disney pays whatever law firm it is for their
retainer.
Yeah. So how many people did they have working? You know, that was an intern.
It cost them $50,000 just to discover that. They could have paid this man to go away by now.
100%.
Like, it probably cost him $50,000 in resources, billable resources, just to find the possible loophole of he signed up for Disney Plus.
Yep.
When we did the last Friday, we did a pickleball match, Vern. For the company, right? It was a grudge match between us and Dana and Parks, which we won.
I would hope so.
Well, you know, Golden never played pickleball in his life. I had only played like five times
in
my life.
You're athletic and young.
So
thank you for the confidence. The young part,
maybe.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Hey, you're young and more athletic than I am.
On one play, I went diving after a ball and then took down the entire like side barrier. And downstairs, Cam in promotions, he was like, "Please don't do that again. I did not have you guys like sign a waiver as part
of
Odyssey."
We did, though.
Please. Yeah, I think he said it's part of Odyssey. No. Maybe I couldn't sue PickleCon for my injuries, but he's like, "I could still come after Odyssey somehow." I was like, "Dude, I'm not going to do that because I dove for a pickleball."
And you can't take the ferocity out of Cody Tapp. That's what makes you who you are.
Gold can, in that moment, I don't know how to shut it off in those situations.
Oh, I've seen it.
We've played like slow pitch softball. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at reining it in.
Right.
That's not a bad thing.
No, you're a competitor. You're an athlete.
I like to win.
And you're a winner.
Yeah, all those things.
96.5 The Fan.
You're home for Kansas City sports.
To us, it's good. Like, for instance, I'm also very competitive. My wife will call me out though on it. Like, you're really trying too much. You're doing too hard.
The time I have to rein it in is with my kids.
That's when you tell her to zip it.
Yeah. Like, kids is when I try to, like, rein it in a little. Like, I try.
Well, I would hope so.
I
would hope.
I try not to completely bury them in a situation. No, I don't let them win in Mario Kart. Get better or lose. Those are all choices.
Yeah, when you're playing one-on-one basketball, I mean, you're beating both your son and daughter still, correct? Yes. Okay.
No, they're still little, right? They can't really.
Well, they don't need to win.
Do you like dunk on them or like cross them over and then like call them out if they fall down? Like,
no,
breaker?
I mean, I don't even need to do that.
Okay.
I dribble it off their forehead and drive by them. Put it between their legs, reverse slam it into the little tyke's basket. It's not quite, you know.
I think it's the perfect passage of time. I remember the final time I ever played basketball against my dad. For the game-winning point, I drove past him. He shoved me in the back, and I went smashing into the pole of the basket, made the layup.
Oh,
and we've never played basketball against each other since.
That was it? Yep. That was the last game between you and your dad in basketball?
Yep, that was him retiring, trying to hurt me on
his
way out. Yep.
Realizing he couldn't get the
better. I can't wait for that story when Cody tries the same thing in a couple years.
They should learn to be competitive. Life is competitive. Whether
I agree.
I mean, stand up when you're saying stuff like this. I thought you were about to go into nice little speech.
Yeah. No, I agree with you for the most part. I mean, I have a couple nephews. Like, I think whether you're playing them in Madden or something, like, it's not good for them to just win every time because you screw up on purpose. They need to know they're going to lose. I'm with you. There's a balance, though.
I think with games, it's a little bit like, if you're playing catch with Desmond or he's like running the ball and you go and you full up, like let's just clean him out.
No, but like, so but like what's happened is I've raised two children that are not humble. So like my daughter who does dance, they'll be like, dance, be like, "Ruby,
no way.
You didn't want to play my song."
No way. I would never guess.
She said, "Ruby did such a great job in your dance." She said, "I know." And then she walks off like, "Dang. Is this like a, are you telling me something I don't know?" Mm-hmm. And then my son, who's five, he's just like, "You know, I am really good at math." And he is, but he's not like trying to like play it down.
Well, that's good.
He's just stating it.
Confidence is a good thing.
It is.
No, you should. I mean, when it comes to education, you can brag all you want. But sports eventually will be the ultimate. You'll stumble upon some humility when you run into that kid where you're like, "Are you shaving already? Oh my God, what's going on? Why are you so much better than us at everything?"
That was my first ever state baseball playoff when we went to when we were like seventh grade, and I was a normal size. I was like a good size seventh grader.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was pretty fast. And then there was a kid, he looked like he was A-Rod then.
Right.
Like, what are you, like 6'4", 230 10 pounds?
Smoking darts.
Drove up in his Camaro. Sure. You're like, oh, I guess we're losing this game today.
Dating a teacher. Yeah. Yep.
All right, Vern. Appreciate you coming in studio, man. That's our Royals Insider. His On Deck show tomorrow as the Royals will be right here on 96.5 The Fan. This is Cody in Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. In the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to get to another mark of consistency in this dynasty for the Chiefs that does not get talked about enough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.